Shalom, and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Alan Gilman with Torah Bites for the week of January the 25th, 2025, the 25th of Tevet, 5785. The following was originally posted the week of December the 28th, 2013, the 25th of Tevet, 5774. This week's message is entitled, Rejection Fear, and I'm reading from Shemot, Exodus, chapter 7, verses 2 through 4. You shall speak all that I command you, and your brother Aaron shall tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of his land. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and though I multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring my hosts, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. When we study the Bible, we should not let our knowing how the stories end get in the way of our learning the lessons God wants to teach us. Knowing how stories end provides an overall perspective and encourages us to face similar challenges. At the same time, we need to remember that the characters in these stories didn't know how things would turn out, just as we can't see how our circumstances will unfold. To learn how to navigate life effectively, we should pay close attention to how Bible characters navigate theirs. In the case of Moses, we know how things turned out. The people of Israel left Egypt after years of harsh servitude due to the signs and wonders God performed at Moses' hand. But this didn't happen in a moment. Pharaoh was far from accommodating. It took much arm-twisting, so to speak, on God's part to secure the release of his people. Have you ever thought about what this must have been like from Moses' perspective? Moses' primary role was that of a messenger. He was to tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that the God of the Israelites demanded their release. As long as he could secure an audience with the king, his task was straightforward. Deliver a message, except for one thing. God made it clear from the beginning that Pharaoh wouldn't listen. This is where we have to stop for a second and not jump to the end of the story. Moses knew before performing his assigned task that he would get a negative response, yet he did it anyway. But didn't God encourage him by informing him it would all work out in the end? Yes, but let's be honest, how many of us would be sufficiently motivated by that kind of information? It apparently worked for Moses because the inevitable negativity didn't stop him. And that's the point. Even though Moses knew how Pharaoh would respond, he confronted him anyway, just as God directed. One way to respond to this is to think, better Moses than me. This is what we may call the viewing of Bible characters as heroes approach. We read the exploits of these men and women and are wowed by their seemingly superhuman abilities. We cheer their exploits and perhaps take comfort in our being on the same team as them. But this completely misses the point. These people are to be our examples. While we're not all given the same tasks or scopes of influence, people like Moses demonstrate to us what it is like when the reality of God works in and through human beings. Through the Bible, God wants to teach us what it means to know and follow him. One of the challenges I face, I know I'm not alone in this, is the fear of negative reactions. Many years ago, soon after my wife and I were married, just before our senior year in college, I got a summer job selling or tried to sell encyclopedias door-to-door in Toronto. I lasted 2 weeks. I actually sold a set my last door. During those 2 weeks, I struggled so much with both the anticipation and experience of rejection. What made it all the more difficult was my observing how the successful salespeople didn't let the reactions of potential customers get to them. Temperament aside, it appears that they really believed, and rightly so, that if they didn't get overwhelmed by rejection, potential rejection, I should say, and keep to their task, they would be successful. For some reason, I couldn't fully grasp that and quit. Whether or not I did the right thing by quitting, I mention this as an illustration of how crippling the fear of rejection can be. Becoming successful at selling encyclopedias was not a priority to me at the time, and I eventually landed a far more suitable job, not to mention that God met all our needs. Still, I guess like most people, I have faced the challenge of negative reactions many times since then. I share this here wondering how many of you are debilitated by this same fear. It's wonderful when God tells us that things will work out in the end, but sometimes he doesn't. We don't know how much of a difference this made for Moses. All we know is that he did what God told him to do despite anticipating rejection. rejection can be a scary thing, but does it need to get in our way?
Torah Bytes is located on the web at www.torahbytes.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbytes.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bytes. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bytes. Lehitraot.